Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode 193. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on tonight?
Possession.
Ooh. Possession is 9/10 of the
law. Wow, that was a strong one. Coming in.
Yeah, that's
you saved that one, didn't you?
Nate, how are you?
I'm doing good, I guess.
You doing good?
He's possessed.
I was trying to talk, and it's a no. Get out of the way.
Demons came out. I understand. How's your week going, John?
Good.
Good week?
Mm-hmm. Good. I have to say. Jenna turned to me tonight. I told you guys this earlier that we were at the awards banquet, their fall sports awards, and she's like,
I don't even know you.
She said this with yeah. Yeah, right?
Who are
she's,
you?
She said this with a few expletives, but she's like, is it only Wednesday? And I was like, mm-hmm. It's only Wednesday. She's like, it's like the longest week ever.
It has been.
Yeah, I had to keep reminding myself it wasn't Thursday. It's like, man, not Thursday.
I'm depressed now.
Sorry.
I came in all excited. Now it sucks. Yeah, it has been a long week. Not a bad week.
Yeah, no, I'm
long
bad.
Week.
I'm okay with it.
Because I've had some short weeks that have been horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, we're here in the studio, right? The Mako
yes.
Studio.
It's Wednesday
recording
night.
And just had a fine guest chat.
How are you doing, Todd?
Thanks, Nate. For
you're just waiting. You're like prolonging.
I'm doing well. Thank. Doug is doing well.
Doug is doing well.
Dougie Doug.
All I gotta say is mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise has been the word of the night. I'm doing well, and I'm just glad to be here with you guys and recording.
Oh,
yes,
makes me feel all warm inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, don't get used to it.
Especially it's cold outside, so
it is cold. And
cold
it's wet.
And rainy. Yeah, that's right.
Dang, it's like it's fall or something. I don't know.
So we finally found November.
It's weird. Weird. No, I'm glad you guys are having a good week, and we'll get through it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and guess what?
Heck
two
yeah.
more, or not two more, three more nights, we'll have a little haunted tour.
Mm-hmm.
The Hannah House. Handed.
Handed.
Hannah House. Wow. I'm excited. Can you tell?
Mm-hmm.
The Handed House.
We all got a little case of ADHD tonight. Is that
now, is this called the Hannah or the Handed?
The Handed
House there. Ma'am. Sir.
Full handed.
Ain't no way to tell.
I don't get him started on the haint.
Did I say?
You say haint every single time.
Did
I've gone over this. Like,
no, I know,
episodes.
But did I just say it, though?
No.
No.
Oh, phew.
I did.
Nathan. I was like, you did.
Now Nathan's going to start saying haint. I hate
no,
when
I'm
says
very
that.
Good at it now.
Hey, it haint happening.
It haint.
Listen to this. Wait. Hold
it
on.
It haint happening.
Hate.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. Well, you know
cultured creature beard balm.
Speaking of, hey, do we have a sponsor?
We do. Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Good job, Sean. Thank you for that. And thank you, Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
You did it perfect again.
I did, and you did it.
And
too.
I did it perfect, yeah, too.
Excellent job.
Of course.
I held my breath. I almost passed out.
More, Nate.
What?
You okay, Nate?
You
scare me every time you say that.
You have
He's
no
hyper
faith.
Tonight.
He is.
He's very hyper.
Give me some of that cocaine you got. <He's>, I'm just joking.
Hypochondriac.
He's drinking Coca-Cola, guys.
Coca-Cola, so
kidding,
yeah.
Just kidding.
He used to have it in it.
Yeah.
Original recipe.
Yeah,
true story. That's right.
I know.
That's American history right there.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. No, you got your Coke Zero, don't you?
Yep.
Excellent. Excellent. I've got my vanilla Coke from Sonic, you know, my go-to. What do you got over there, Sean? What do you got?
Water.
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 Or is our...
It says water. H2O.
Or as my buddy Jeff said, you say water.
Water.
Water. We're like, it's water, not water.
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 Get
wine.
Your wine.
Who wants wine? Manna. Thank you, Culture Creature, for your sponsorship. As always, we appreciate it. And looking at the show flow notes, guys, it is that time. Todd's dad joke of the show.
That's what we come here for.
I know. That's why the listeners listen.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've heard, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Holly Crosby again.
That's correct. Yep.
So, Nate, Sean. Sean, Nate.
Yes, yes, yes.
Why would two melons have a traditional wedding?
Two melons have a traditional wedding.
Because they can't elope.
Oh,
very
man.
True.
See, I should be able to figure these things out.
Because they can't elope. Can't elope. How about that? Nate?
I liked it.
You like that one? That's a good one.
I'm mad at myself for not figuring that kind of stuff out.
That's all right. That's all right.
A little bit. Cantilever, cantilever.
Do they go on a honeydew after they
get married? Oh. Hey. Nate's going to be here.
Maybe.
He'll be here all week. Don't forget to tip your waitress. That is Todd's dad joke of the show. And as always, you are welcome. How about that? Special announcements. We don't have any. Moving on along here. Let's see here.
Did you just skip over the first part of this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did.
Dang you.
He's skipping.
You've had some of that Coke, huh? Vanilla Coke.
Sean, how about first announcements?
I got them over here. We come together on Wednesday. It's Wednesday again, right?
Mm-hmm.
We come together for the guy time.
Anyway,
the paranormal.
Sorry.
For the guy time, the paranormal, talks about the creepy, right?
Yep.
But the most important thing that we do is to establish and maintain a mental health community.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to get help out there. Call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. In other words, go get you some help.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the holidays are upon us, right?
Yeah.
We're looking at what?
They're looming on us.
2 weeks from tomorrow as we're
Turkey
recording
Day.
This. Is that right? 2 weeks from tomorrow?
Yep.
Yeah, 28th. Holy moly. And Friday... This coming Friday will be halfway through the month
of
November.
That's weird.
Enjoy to the world will be coming upon us. So yeah, it's a time that people can get down and maybe they're going through financial or relationship problems or whatever, you know, physical ailments.
Yeah.
You know, health. So get you some help. 741-741-988. Thank you, Sean, for that. I appreciate that as always. Now, special announcements? None.
None.
Okay, skipping past that.
Baloo.
That's what I tried to do until somebody tried
I
to.
I stopped you, didn't I?
Yeah. That's why I had the show phone notes.
Right.
Man, I did.
Script,
I was
not script.
Zipping right along there, wasn't I? Sean.
Yes.
We're to that point.
We are.
What are we talking about?
We just had an outstanding guest chat with Elsie of Bethany's Place. And please check out our show notes for the source links on how to follow Elsie and Bethany's Place.
Hey, Creepies, we have a special guest with you for you on this episode. Her name is Elsie, and she is of Bethany's Place, which she will explain here a little bit later. Elsie, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for coming on. I'll let Sean and Nate say hi to you.
Hi, Elsie.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
So let's get right into one of... kind of tell the creepies, our listeners and ourselves, a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. Okay. So what is there to say about me? So my real job is I work in research. So when we go into it moving forward, I know all the history. You'll understand that makes sense because of my job. I run a dog rescue, so I take care of primarily special needs and neonate puppies. So I have a bunch of those in the other room currently. So hopefully you won't hear barking because I have them cordoned off on the other part of the house. But if my husband lets them out, I apologize. But yeah, and I have purchased a couple of real estate properties, and one of those happened to be a very haunted house.
We love it already. She had us at Haunted House.
I wish we could
Right?
be that lucky.
I know. Well, Nate, we could always, you can always buy one and then, let us hang out. So
We still swear that this house and the studio is haunted too.
it's just a
And
wish.
maybe it will be now, right?
Elsie, it's just a wish.
You can borrow one of mine.
Exactly
Okay. All right.
right.
All right.
Send them over.
How long have you been working with animals, dogs?
I've been doing rescue, I want to say like 14 years, something
Oh,
along that
wow.
line, so quite some time.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. We all have pups ourselves,
So
so.
my real job is I work in a children's hospital, and I always joke that I'm the dog version of that because our children's hospital specializes in things like spina bifida and cleft palate, and in the other room I've got spina bifidas and cleft palates.
Oh,
Like, just
babies.
my specialty.
Well, we're dog guys. We love our pups. So, yeah, that's cool. That's commendable. That's awesome. So that's a little bit about yourself. Hey, let's get right into Bethany's place and why we have you on the show. Kind of tell how you got involved and let's get into the good, creepy stuff.
Yeah, so it was all accidental in 2021. I was looking for a real estate property and I found this house that had been on the market for like 18 months. And in 2021, if you remember what the market was like, that was unheard of. So it was on the market for a long time. Maybe should have been a red flag. But at that point in time, what I was doing is I was switching. I had two small single family homes, and I was switching into buying larger houses to rent by the room, board to run boarding houses, because during the eviction moratorium, it was kind of a scary time to have rental properties. And I came across this house online, and I can't tell you anything other than I absolutely had to have it. Like, I saw it and I had to have it. I was obsessed with it. Like, I bugged my real estate agent like every single day until we finally got the realtor to respond back to us, and to give me a tour of it. Again, wasn't looking for a haunted house, had no intentions, have never really involved myself too much in that. Like, now I know that the spirits have always been attracted to me, and now I know that I have gifts that I've had my whole life. But at the time, yeah, I was just looking for an investment property.
See, we can't get that lucky. Well,
Right.
we couldn't, if we tried.
So you have never had a haunted house before, is that correct? And you didn't realize you had these gifts? That is really cool. So it took this
Correct.
place.
I mean, I've had some situations. So when I was a kid, I used to see shadow figures.
Oh.
And when I was like a teenager, I shut it off because I knew I could feel good energies, but I had only seen the bad energies, shadow people. Back then, I didn't know what they were, right? But the first time I saw one, I was like 7. And I've had some physical issues my whole life, and I didn't know until now, until after buying this house, that I'm actually a physical medium. And so, like, I would be on a boat, and all of a sudden, I wouldn't be able to breathe. I'd feel like somebody stabbing me in my chest. Like, I've been going to an asthma doctor since I was 12, even though they test me and they say, "Oh, you don't have asthma." But then they'd give me an inhaler because they didn't know how else to, deal with the fact that I'd just be all of a sudden stabbing pain in my chest. I can't breathe. Didn't know what was going on. Now I know what it is. But I didn't then. So I've had some other experiences that have been like, I live by Winchester. I've had some experiences there, but didn't think too much of it. But the first time I would say that I ever actually had a direct contact where it was validated for me was actually in 2020. So I was saying I work in research and I run a dog rescue. Well, one of the research programs we did was taking English bulldogs born with spina bifida and doing stem cell treatment. So I traveled all over the country collecting these puppies with spina bifida from breeders. And in 2020, that took me to West Virginia. Well, I had a day to spend. And so I'm Googling like things to do in West Virginia. And I went to Trans-Allegheny because that's the only thing apparently to do in West Virginia. And again, so nothing to spooky things, nothing. It was just like, here's a place to look at since I've got some time to kill. And so I go in there and I'm just doing the tour. It's pretty dead because it had just opened up after the pandemic because it was the summer. So it just opened up. There weren't that many people there. and we were doing the tour, and we get to one room, and I start having a panic attack. And I'm seeing there's a bed in the room, and I'm seeing a child in the bed, and the child in the bed, and I'm freaking out. I'm like, I have to get out of here. And then the woman starts giving the tour, and she starts explaining, talking about the room. And so the story that she told us was that this room used to house four people. One of them was nonverbal. And so now what I probably know is that he's probably very low functioning autistic, but he was very strong and he could have violent outbursts, but he was nonverbal. And so most of the time he just sat around like coloring and stuff, but the three people he was with decided to kill him. And what they did is they ended up putting the bed on his head and jumping on it to crush his skull. So in my mind, I saw a child because mentally, emotionally, whatever, he was a child in bed and the child in the bed. And so that's the first time I think it was ever validated for me in the moment. But again, still wasn't into spooky stuff. So like that was pretty much it. Until I bought the house.
That is wild. Now, where the house is located where?
So it's in Jackson, California, which is gold country. So it's an old gold mining town, so Wild West town, right in the beginning of the founding of California. It was around, I don't know. No, most people our age don't get this reference, but I'll throw it out there. I don't know if any of you have seen Paint Your Wagon. It's a musical with Clint Eastwood in it.
I know
But
it.
it was set in Jackson and written in
Oh, cool.
Jackson. So, like, that's exactly this town of Jackson. So, if you know the flooding and the Chinese and the sex workers and all the things, this was this town. So, it was a big gold mining town starting back in early 1850s.
That's very cool.
Wow.
How many people live in Jackson, would you say?
Now, what, 5,000?
Okay, pretty small. Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
Pretty rural area in general, but almost all of Gold Country is haunted. I feel like California, there's not a lot of talk about places in California that are haunted, but pretty much you can always count on anywhere in the country, all mining towns are haunted.
I would imagine. I would imagine.
So Gold Country is no different. So Jackson's just one of the many that where it seems like everything is haunted in Jackson. I just feel like this house is probably more haunted than most.
Yeah. You said that you saw when you were younger, you saw shadow figures. Is it something that other people saw, or was it just solely you that saw these figures?
The
Like,
first
did your
time,
parents see them? I don't know if you have siblings or friends. Did
yeah,
anybody else experience anything
the
paranormal?
first time I saw one, so our house, it used to be an old cabin, it's by a lake, and that lake used to be a river, and it was an old hunting cabin, so like made out of adobe from the 30s. And next door, there is a property that belonged to a church, and me and my cousin were sitting on the top of the swing set. And we both saw clear as day a hat man walk from behind a pile of firewood. We both saw it. We looked at each other and was like, oh. And then that was it. The ones I saw in the future, nobody else saw them. And they were even scarier because they were like bigger, like 7+ feet tall. And usually around people who were dark, like people who were probably dabbling in stuff they shouldn't have been dabbling in.
The hat, you said the hat man, you know, usually the hat man is seen when somebody has sleep paralysis or something like that. Is that when you experienced him, or you just saw him just
Middle of the
walking?
day.
Wow.
Yeah,
Interesting.
the middle of the day. I have like talked to people about like when they've seen had their first experiences. I should add that that summer I had been in a pretty bad bicycle accident, and I broke both of my arms, tore apart my arm, had a bunch of stitches. And then my parents, because in the 80s everyone was an awful parent, they took me to the lake by my house, and I have two arms that I can't use, one in a sling, one in a cast, and had me in the lake, and I almost drowned.
Oh no.
So it seems like a lot of the people I've also spoken to have had like near-death experiences or something along that line as well. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. When I first saw it, I feel like probably my mother's line in general. I have some other gifts that I've known about my whole life. Like, I know when women are pregnant and I know the gender of their babies. And I've known this since I was like 9 years old. And I found out that my cousin he can do that too. So obviously, I know where it comes from on the line based on other people in my family and their experiences as well.
That's what I was going to ask, is if do you have anybody else in your family? And I was wondering how like receptive are family and friends to the gifts and the Bethany house and those kind of things? Or is it kind of split?
I don't have family. So, I mean, I have some cousins, not so super close, but that's about it. Like my nieces and stuff love haunted everything. They've been to the house. They love it. But for the most part, I mean, I actually was talking to on 23andMe. I found out one of my Facebook friends is related. Our great grandmothers were sisters. And I asked her, like, hey, does anybody in your family have gifts? And she goes, well, we come from a long line of witches.
Wow.
And
Oh.
so I don't know too much about my mother's side of the family because I didn't really have a relationship with my mother. So, you know, and I do know that they come from England, like to the country back in the 1600s.
Oh,
So, and
wow.
they came to gold, they came with the gold rush to California. So they've been around here for quite some time, but apparently, yeah, they came from England and Scotland.
Did you grow up in Jackson then, or in California, or were you ever on the East Coast, or?
I live in Sacramento, so it's about an
Okay.
hour from Jackson. So my whole life, well, I mean, I've lived at other places, like I lived in China, I lived in Germany, but this has always been my home.
Gotcha. Gotcha. What an interesting history,
Oh
though.
my gosh, yeah. And when you were over in China and Germany, did you have experiences there?
Not that I can think of,
Yeah.
no. I mean, short of, again, the physical stuff. So like I was on a rowboat in the ocean because I was on an ocean town with two friends, and that's one of the times where I could not breathe. And I thought I was, you know, they were freaked out because we're like in a dinghy in the middle of the ocean, and they're like, we can't get back before that she's going to die because I could not breathe. So yeah, so that has happened my whole life. And again, now it makes sense, especially on a boat, why that would happen. But back then, again, we just thought it was some sort of weird asthma.
Yeah, I've never been out of the country, so Germany is one of the places I would love to go to. Yeah. China too. I mean, just see the Great Wall and I guess the culture, but Germany I think would be cool. Germany and, you know, a lot of the European countries, especially for
I've been
paranormal.
to 22 countries, but I haven't done any paranormal investigating in any of the other ones. So,
Wow. Yeah.
I've always wanted to
I've not
go.
been to 22 states.
Well, right. I've always wanted to do castle hunting. I would love just
Yeah.
I'm a big history buff, so I love Europe in every way, but I've never been and I'd love to go.
Yeah, I studied art history, and so that was a big thing because all the awesome museums and
Oh, yeah.
everything in Europe and stuff like that. So yeah, I only recently actually really started traveling the United States, and that's just because now I'm starting to do paranormal investigations and stuff. So now I've gone to Kentucky and West Virginia and Indiana and all sorts of places to do paranormal investigating. So I'm finally starting to see, you know, I just finally went to Gettysburg a couple months ago for the first time and starting to see some of this stuff because I've been to quite a few paranormal locations in the last year. So,
You said Indiana? Is that what you
oh
said?
yeah. Yeah, I've been to Waverly and Transalgini, obviously. In Indiana, we went to the Stone Mansion and also Jim
Oh.
Jones's childhood church.
Yeah.
I went to we did Parris Icon in Ohio, so at the Mansfield Penitentiary, Gettysburg. So yeah. Oh, the Lake Shawnee Haunt Abandoned Amusement.
Oh, yeah. In West Virginia.
West Virginia, yep.
And then my family lives in Florida, so we went and did St. Augustine this last summer. So yeah, so I've been to quite a few paranormal places as of recently. And again,
Very cool.
I was never into stuff before buying this house in 2021, so it's kind of out of the flame and into the fire, but
Opened up all kinds of things for you. Yeah, see, we're in Indiana. We're on the west side of Indianapolis, so we're just an hour east of if I was going to ask you if you've been to the Indiana State Sanatorium. We've been out there twice. It's a really hot. It's getting pretty popular. It's a hotbed for paranormal. Yeah, and then you said the Stone Mansion and Jim Jones's church. So we went out there. They're friends of ours. We've become
That's
kind
so
of a
great.
family. Yeah, the people that own all those buildings.
Yes. Dan and all of them, they are so fantastic. Of course, I love Lydia. Well, yeah, we
Yes,
went and ended
Lydia.
up going out to breakfast with the guys afterwards
That's
and stuff like
awesome.
that. But they're just
Small
really, really decent human beings, and
world. Yeah.
obviously That's, you know, we want to support those businesses and those places as well, because they care about the buildings and the spirits. And I appreciate that, because sometimes you don't always see that. Sometimes it feels a little bit like taking advantage, you know? And so, you know, I'm very protective of my spirits as well. And so I like seeing that other people who also take responsibility seriously.
We just had Kate and, oh gosh,
Ted.
Ted. We had Kate and Ted from Randolph County
Randolph.
Asylum. Yeah, we had them, and they were, I don't
I
know.
drove by it because it's in between the church and Stone Mansion, but I didn't get to do that. I went with a couple of friends who we met up, one's from Ohio, one's from Tennessee, one's from North Carolina. And we just kind of like met up and did it together. So,
Nice.
and I do have a cousin who lives in Terre Haute, and so she came out too.
Okay. Well, I bet she's been to the Indiana State Sanatorium since.
I doubt it.
No,
She's not into that kind of stuff. I was
not
just like,
into it,
hey,
huh?
I rented out this place. You want to come hang out with us? And she's like, okay.
Gotcha. Okay. So you've been all, man, you've been a lot of places. Yeah, all the places we've talked about pretty much, I think, on the show. I think pretty much everything she did mention,
She did, yeah.
we've done a story on.
We always have this list, and we are slowly getting our list checked off of places to go, but
Very slowly.
very slowly. Yeah, because we're
Very, very slowly.
Elsie, the same thing with you is like we didn't ever plan to be investigating or looking at these places, or when we started this podcast, we're like, oh, it'd be fun, maybe this will last a few episodes, or we'd be lucky to get 20 or 50 under our belt. But it has been something we have come across so many other podcasts and so many of these places that it's just like a community and it's so much fun. But we love it now. And it's something that's like, I don't know what our life would be like without it.
Yeah, we've met a lot of friends, a lot of people that
And
we.
now you're part of
Yeah, you're
that.
part of the community too. Yeah, that's
Me.
what a small
I'm
world.
up in Indiana, let you guys know. So I'm like, hey,
Yeah.
let's go to Randolph, because I really do want to go back and go to
Do it,
Randolph.
please.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
No, seriously, do that. That'd be awesome. Yeah, we
Yeah,
love
we'll go back.
Lit.
Yeah, how that happened was I had signed up to go to the Fort Wayne Paracon, and it was going to be my first Paracon, and then they canceled it last minute. And I was like, well, I already got flights. I might as well just go. And so I got these friends together and we did that. And then I ended up like driving through Kentucky and then going to like Holiday World and in Indiana and
Santa Claus, yep.
Yep. Santa Claus, Indiana.
just traveling around, checking out whatever by myself, whatever interested me. So I do that a lot. Like with my nieces, again, they live in Florida. I live in California. How many times do we want to go back and forth? So one summer I was like, hey, you guys want to like meet up? And they're like, yeah, we start school in 2 weeks. I'm like, all right, well, that means it has to be fast. And so I was like, well, it's too expensive to go from one to the other, but it's cheap to go to Kentucky. So we flew to Kentucky, met up in Kentucky, and then that's when we did Waverly and we did Lake Shawnee and, drove. They went to Trans-Allegheny and just kind of drove around, went to the Mothman Museum and stayed in
Oh,
that,
cool.
Lowe's hotel across the street from that. And just wherever they wanted to go, we would just stop at every abandoned place or whatever along the way. So we just spent all driving around Kentucky and West Virginia.
Did you touch Mothman's butt? We have
Of
to.
course.
Did you put, yeah, put coins in his butt crack?
And the joys are because they live stream it, I actually have video of my niece doing it. So
That's good stuff. That is good stuff. Yeah, that statue cracks me up. Cracks me up. You get
yeah, I got it. I saw what you did there.
it? Yeah. So, my gosh, yeah, you've been a lot of places. Well, let's get into we can come back and visit some of the other, what the places that you just mentioned. Bethany's place. That's the main thing. So you came across this house, you had to have it. You told your real estate agent, every day you gotta have to get this place. You get it. Now what? Now what did you find in how, and you said what, 3 years ago? Is that what it was?
Yeah, so 2020, May of 2021.
So yeah,
So
so tell us in our listeners kind of some of the things that go on and why is it called Bethany's Place?
the house, again, I didn't know it was haunted. I had been told it was originally a brothel, and a boarding house, and I was like, a brothel, cool, because I was assumed if I was alive back then, I would have been a madam. So I was like, I have to have it now for sure. And so I felt like like also something else super random happened that day. I was waiting for the real estate agent who was running late, and I watched a covered wagon drive down the street with a dog in the back. And I was like, well, that's weird. But is that like a sign too? Like, so I was like, I have to have this place. So at the same time, I was also purchasing a much bigger 8-bedroom in Woodland, which is another old gold mining town, like an hour and a half away. And so I had my inspector come out, and he was like, "Oh, I don't want to inspect this house. It's too big and it's too old." And I was like, "What are you talking about? This house is younger and smaller than the house you just did last week. Like, I don't want to hear about it. Just do it." And when I showed up to go through the walkthrough, he said to me, the first thing he said to me is, "What if the house is haunted?" And I said, "I don't care." And again, this man I've used 7 times. He has never said anything like that before. And I didn't question it. And I haven't spoken to him since about it, since now that I realize, like, I should probably have a conversation about why he asked me that, because obviously he was picking up on something. But they like hid from me. Like, it felt like Disneyland in that house. Like, the energy was so good. And it just like so good. It felt like Disneyland in there. And then when we were doing our final walkthrough, it was me, my handyman, and my real estate agent. And it's the very last step. You're too late. You're in this, right? But we started at the bottom and worked our way up. And then in the very last bedroom, I looked at them and I said, "I don't like this room." And they said, "Like, what?" And I said, "There's a girl in the closet." And they just looked at me like I was crazy. And so that's all I knew at that point in time. It's too late, but I knew there was a girl in the closet. And so the first time I ever was in that house, like at night, I was too busy working on the other house. So it'd been a couple weeks since I owned it, but I hadn't really gotten in there yet. But the first time I really spent any time in there was a friend of a friend was a paranormal investigator, and they were going to be visiting. And so she asked them, "Hey, do you want to check out next brothel?" And they're like, "Yeah." And so we made an appointment like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday for them to show up. And immediately people were getting touched, whispered in their ear, like all this stuff was going on. And so they were like blown away, like getting EVPs by the activity. Well, that night they had planned on doing having an investigation at a hotel nearby. And so they said, "You know what? Can we cancel that? Like, can we come here tonight instead?" And I was like, "Sure." So then it was three paranormal groups came into the house. So that's the first night I ever spent in the house. Probably not the best for my mental health at that time. I'm just saying. This is my first experience with paranormal investigations in this house I just bought that I've never been in at night. No, really know nothing about this house.
Yeah.
And so it was just off the wall activity going on. But yeah, so that paranormal investigator, she walked in the house. The first thing she did was go into that room, comes out and says, "I don't like that room. It's a girl in the closet." And I was like, yes, like, again, the validation
Right,
was
right.
so amazing for me. I'm like, okay. And then I was like, there's a couple rooms I don't like, but I didn't tell them. I'm like, I'm gonna wait and see. And so she did the walkthrough. There's one room I still don't like. She's like, "All right, I don't know about this room." I'm like, And then they go into the basement and I see them just staring at this like section of the basement. I'm like, I just knew it creeped me out. Now I know that I think there's a portal in that section of the basement. But so there's just certain parts of the house that were just a lot. But we had people who weren't there who came in later and they'd be like, "There's a guy over there." And then later a guy would come in like, "Did you see the guy at the end of the hallway right down there?" And so like we're having all these people coming in seeing and do the same things. Now again, I can no longer see spirits. I put up a block. When I the last time I saw that 7-8 foot shadow creature, that was the last thing I've seen. I cannot see. We could all be standing around. You could all be seeing clear as day. I can't see. Even
Really?
in a picture, a video, I can't see. Except for I have one picture which is very clear from the house, where you can see. But for the most part, like I can't see things. But everybody kept seeing the same things. And then over time, we were having a lot of people having the same experiences. So like my realtor is one of my best friends, and she helped me work on the house. And so she had her, so we have a spirit who likes to grab butts. We have another one who likes to touch women by like rubbing their finger up their back. And so I started seeing people having these experiences. They're unrelated to each other. They don't know that other people have had these experiences. And at some point in time, it was like, oh, okay. So that first paranormal investigation, somebody told me that the girl in the closet, her name was Bethany. So that's why we named the house Bethany's Home Sweet Haunted Home after this girl in the closet. Now, I don't know who this person is. Most of the spirits in the house, I know who they are. I have historical record of them. I don't know who this person is. And so now that I know, and at the time, this was very early on, I needed a name. I regret it now. I wouldn't have given it such a long name, but a lot of executive decision issues. But so I gave it that name, and it's kind of ironic because she's not even a main spirit in the house. Like, she's there, but she's just hiding in the closet. Like, she wants nothing to do with anybody. She's just scared and hiding in the closet. Whereas like the loud and the open ones, it's like, yeah. Or the people who are historically, like the first owner of the house, her name was Maggie. She was 21 and single when she bought it. And in 1878, it was against the law for women to even own property, right? Mm-hmm. So the only reason why it was allowed is because they wanted their brothels. And so she paid cash for this house. So it's like, she's like the HBIC. I should have named it after her. But again, I didn't know at the time. So it's like, now I know this whole cast of characters who have lived in this house and who are still there. And we still have some, I'm not sure who they are. And we do get some that come in and out. Oftentimes people will bring their own, because again, I think we have two portals in the house. A mirror and in the basement. And so sometimes people will oftentimes bring their own people through as well. But we have like this core of like 12 spirits. And then we have ones that come in and out.
Very interesting.
That is wild.
Any malevolent ones? Ones that you're like, oh boy, this is not good, or he or she's not good?
So I have a room that I call the doll room. And
Always the doll room.
No. But the reason why there's dolls in there is because I don't like the spirit. And so in order to keep people out of there, I put creepy dolls in there. So it's a little bit different for me, because if I told people, like, don't hang out in that room with her, like, people would do it, right? So instead, I just put creepy dolls in there, because, again, it's now an Airbnb. And so it's not just paranormal investigators who come. It's construction workers. It's all sorts of people who come and stay there. Mm-hmm. And so I just don't feel like they need to hang out with her. And so most of the time, they see the dolls, they shut the door, and they're done. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
And so they work to keep people away from her. And I wouldn't say she's malevolent, but she is definitely a darker energy than the other ones, who are kind of just here for a good time.
Wow.
And again, she's one I also do not have historical record for. I think she was one of the sex workers. And again, we don't have records of those because, you know, sex workers, their children, and also the boarders, unless for some reason the owner's name were attached or stated in a newspaper article, I don't know when they died. I don't know who was there, you know, so it's kind of hard to figure out who all of the people are, you know, all the spirits that remain in the house. But of course, we did have murders. We did have all sorts of stuff. But I feel like I only know a percentage of them based on what I can find by scouring newspaper articles. And if anybody's interested in finding the whole history of the house, if you go to my website, which is bethanyshomesweethauntedhome.com, I have a history page, and it goes through everybody from Maggie in 1878, her family, on to the next family who lived there for like 60 years, and they were bootleggers and high graders. So they did some gangsta shit, you know, like there's no other way to say it.
Yeah.
We go through the murders and all the stuff that have happened, and the other deaths, unexplained, like questionable deaths and stuff like that. So I have newspaper articles for all of that as well. So I have receipts for most of these people. It's just, there's a couple I don't.
I do. I have a question for you. Since this is fairly new in your life, do you feel that this, I mean, I think I know the answer to this, but has this like enhanced your life? Do you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm so, what can you imagine if your life hadn't taken this turn?
Yeah. So I recently was leading a paranormal investigation someplace at another business locally. And there was a 13-year-old who was having like really bad stomach pains. And I had had really bad stomach pains. And I said to her, I said, this is what you need to learn. You are a physical medium, and you're going to have to learn how to use these gifts. And you're going to have to learn how to shut off these gifts. So I would say, finally, knowing this has definitely helped me, because although I'm getting more of them coming to me now, I know how to shut it off because I know what it is. So I'm glad it happened. For that reason alone. But furthermore, I feel a connection to this house. I feel like maybe I've lived there in the past. But me and the spirits have a really weird connection that I can't, that doesn't make sense. And so they feel like family and friends to me. So I do, yeah, I feel like it's also improved my life in that like I've gained this whole other group of friends slash family.
Yeah. I get that.
I do too. Well, and you were saying you don't have family, but that is kind of like, I mean, family comes in all kind of different shapes and sizes and ways. But do you, and that was another question I had is, do you feel like you've been part of past lives, and this place is definitely part of one of those lives?
Yeah, so never in a million years have I ever thought about past lives, but it makes sense to me now, knowing what I know, what I've learned in the last couple of years. I also think we have some dimensional issues. So, for example, if you go to like the video, like the media section, there's a video from Ghost Club Paranormal when they came. And in the beginning, there's an EVP and they think it sounds like a man. But when I listen to it, I hear my voice.
Oh.
Why would my voice be coming through? So, is it me? Or in a different dimensional issue, or is it somebody mimicking me? I don't know. So I feel like there's like a whole bunch of stuff that I'm learning that I've never considered or thought about. But again, I've always said if I was alive during the gold rush, I would have been a madam. So now here's this madam. One of the spirits in the house, his name is Sam, and he follows me everywhere. And he was the madam's boyfriend. He follows me everywhere now. Like he's at my house, he screws with my husband all the time. Like my husband always says he doesn't believe in ghosts, but then he's always like, "Oh my God, you're freaking ghosts." Like we were in the car this weekend listening to the radio, and the radio changed, like just like went down 2 notches the static and then went back. And it did that like 4 times. And like in the ride. Actually, we were driving up to Jackson. So like stuff, but like they find stuff for me. So I'm like, "Oh, I'm going on a trip tomorrow. I need to find my bathing suit because I'm going to Florida to see my family." And then the next morning, I wake up and my bathing suit will be on the top of my laundry basket.
Oh,
But
wow.
then my husband sees it was like, "Oh, I need that thing. I've got one of those," and he can't find them anywhere. So they bring me stuff, but he hides stuff from him. And you know it's him because the house in Jackson has a distinct smell, and oftentimes at night when we go into our bedroom, it has this same exact distinct smell. And so my husband will be like, "It smells like ghosts in here." But again, he doesn't believe.
Sure.
And we were talking about Indiana actually before I go. So one thing I always take everywhere I go, because I feel like paranormal investigating, I'm not expecting people to do horse and pony shows for me because I'm not that special, right? So I tried to build relationships with the spirits, but I always bring them alcohol, I always bring them cigarettes. We play cards. Like this is the kind of stuff I do, right? Normal people stuff because they're normal people. And I was trying to find the lighter, couldn't find it. And I asked my husband, I'm like, "Do you know where my lighter is?" He's like, "I have no idea where the lighter is." And then I was like, "All right, whatever." L went upstairs, took a shower, changed my clothes, packed my bag, left. I arrived in my layover overnight. I stayed a day in Denver. I have family there. Woke up the next morning and the lighter was on my pillow.
Oh, wow.
And then when we went to Jim Jones's church, we would ask a question, and I was using the envoy, which is like the red and green flux, square box. Anyways,
Yeah.
that would say yes or no. And we'd ask a question, then it would say like yes, and then it would say no. And then it would say like ask another question, no, yes. And so I'm like, I think we have two here. Like, so I was like trying to figure out, I was like, "Hey, is one of you, did you follow me?" And then it said yes. And so I started listing names, and I came up with Sam. And again, if you watch the Ghost Club their paranormal video, they're using a spirit box. You can hear his accent. It sounds Scottish. And there she they ask like, "What was your relationship with Maggie?" And they say he says, "We were effing."
Oh,
He said they says the whole
whoa.
word.
Oh,
But like, yeah, so I don't know if he was a client or a boyfriend or what, but this man now follows me, including when I go to Indiana and other
whoa.
places.
That is wild that, because, yeah, before we start recording, you were saying that, there could be EVPs that ghosts follow you to your home. And that's what I was gonna ask you, like, who follows you? How many? Does it happen all the time? Yeah. Or does it happen out of state? That's So you just answered it. That's incredible. That's really incredible.
Like, so I have things like at my living room all the time, like, and I kind of live in a flag property, so I have got property all the way around me, so I don't have any houses super close to me,
Nice.
which is kind of amazing because I am in an urban area in Sacramento County. But my ceiling fan will turn on, just randomly it'll turn on. I'm like, okay. And like the other day, not only did it turn on, but it switched and started going backwards. And it's like, what's going on? Like, knock it off, guys. But it's like, so they show they make sure that I know that they're there. Now, of course, I don't know. Is it one of my parents? Is it like, it could be
Yeah.
anybody, right? And I have
Sure.
strict rule. I do not paranormal investigate in my house. So I don't know who it is, and I won't know who it is. I know the smell of the Jackson house, so I assume that's Sam, but I'm not paranormal investigating in my house. So.
You just answered my next question. I was literally going to say, do you do any investigations in your own house, or have you had people come in? So.
Yeah, so at the Airbnb, at Bethany's, I also have like I set pretty straight boundaries. Like when we do paranormal investigations there, let's talk. But if it's just a random Tuesday, I don't want you bugging me.
Yeah. I get
And they
that.
still do because like they do things like you won't be able to turn on the light. It won't work. And I'll be like, all right, guys, knock it off. And then I come, leave the room, come back, and then turn on the light and it works,
It
you
works.
know? So stuff like that. So they do stuff like that. But for the most part, like I'm not engaging in conversation with them on the daily, like when I'm there, because I don't want them harassing me all the time.
Yeah. I get a little old.
Yeah. So
Bothersome, I guess.
yeah, I think boundaries are really important in living and the dead, right? So we always have to set those boundaries no matter where I go to investigate. And I feel like because of that, I also, that's why I have maybe better experiences, especially in places like sanatoriums, prisons that sometimes have darker energies. Like I've never really had a problem with any of those places because I feel like because I treat them like humans and don't really play into the nonsense, you can't scare me. So the interaction is more authentic and human in its own right as
Yeah.
well.
I get that.
Wow. I had a question, and you sort of touched on it a little bit, but I assume from conversation that we're having that your husband goes with you from time to time. No?
No, my husband doesn't believe in ghosts. He doesn't like to travel. He's a homebody. So he went up to the house with me this week just to help me. I had to do the whole switch over from the holidays. So he helped me put up the Christmas tree and stuff like that. And I had to guilt trip him into it. Usually
Of
I do it
course.
by myself, but I have too many, again, I foster babies and right now I have a bunch of babies. So I don't have a lot of time right now. So he went up there to help me put up Christmas
Yeah,
decorations. So
'cause I
no,
was
he's not into
wondering
it.
if you had any experiences that you're aware of while he was around, but
Oh, for sure. So, and he has like he's barely been there, but there have been things that have happened. So, in that doll, that room that I now refer to as the creepy doll room, so he is responsible for hanging all of the smoke detectors in the house. And he came out and he's like, "Oh, I think the ghost in that room is nice." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Well, because like I dropped the screw and it rolled under the door, and then it rolled back out."
No.
So yeah, so he was like, and again, he doesn't believe, but he still mentions these things, which tells me, so I laugh all the time because he's like, I believe in he, I, you know, I asked him, like, do you believe in ghosts or aliens? Yes. Do you believe in demons? Yes. But you don't believe in ghosts? And he's like, there's no proof. I'm like, oh, unlike all the proof of
Yeah,
demons,
right.
right? Like,
The others. Right. Funny.
my belief is I don't know enough about anything to say that nothing exists. So like, bring it on. If it's the Flatwoods Monster, sure. Like maybe I'm not gonna say it doesn't, but yeah. So he in his brain, he doesn't want to believe they exist, I feel like. And his mother was the same way. She said that she didn't believe in ghosts, but by the fifth time she stayed, because she used to stay up there a lot with me, because I spent almost every weekend there for like 6 months. Decorating and painting and all the stuff that goes into a new property. And by the fifth time we went to the store to buy booze to try to bribe the ghost to return her glasses because they steal stuff.
Of course they
They
do.
usually just move it, but she had had experiences every time. And the first time was She went to bed with her glasses and her phone next to her because I think there was no end table yet. It was brand new. And then when she woke up, it was all the way on the other side of the California King bed. And she woke up exactly where she went to sleep, but it was all the way on the other side. And she's a small person. And so she was like, well, that's weird. And again, she didn't believe in ghosts. So that was like her first experience. So every time she was there, we'd be there alone and a door would slam, or something would happen. And so by the fifth time her glasses disappeared, we searched every drawer, everything, because usually things disappear there, but we find them in like under a bed, someplace random. So we tore apart the house, but couldn't. So she bought whiskey to try to bribe them to return the glasses. So
Whiskey.
it can help change people's minds. I even have like an Airbnb review where a man had posted that they had stayed there. His dad didn't believe in spirits, and then he saw a full body apparition walk through the washer and dryer. The
Nice.
funny thing is that he doesn't know is where the washer and dryer is. There used to be a stairway behind it. There used to be a door, an external door, that with a stairway outside of it. So it makes sense that somebody would be walking through the washer and dryer, because at one point in time, residual energy, that would have been a staircase. And it no longer is. But yeah, so I get some fun Airbnb reviews with people either complaining or at least saying, oh yeah, like we had some weird stuff happen, or I'll get like guests. And they'll message me the next day and go, is this haunted? And I just laugh because I put it in there, but nobody reads the description. But I put it in there, and then the next day they'll be like, oh, is it haunted? Because we heard people walking around and there was nobody walking around. Like, I'm like, yeah, got it. It's like, so and that's why I turned it into an Airbnb, actually, because like I said, I bought it to be a boarding house, and it used to be a boarding house, but the tenants would come in and they'd only stay a couple months and then they'd leave. And so I was like, all right, people don't want to live with these ghosts. So what do I do? Like, I don't want to sell the house. So what are my options? And so I figured, well, it's one thing to live with a ghost forever for a year. It's another thing to spend the weekend with ghosts, And I feel like the spirits probably like it better because I feel like it's like cable TV for ghosts. Like they get to see new people every
I love
week. So
that.
it's probably more enjoyable for them as well.
Oh
So
yeah, different energies.
here come the
exactly.
humans again.
Who we got this
What's
time?
on the human channel?
And they totally screw with the pain in the butts, or the people who are messy or who annoy me, they absolutely screw with them. And so we see some silly stuff sometimes where like people are covering up, like, so I said I do have a picture of a mirror that has people in it. And I had a group of construction workers. They left the house a mess, right? And the spirits don't like that. And so when I came in, they had covered that mirror. And then also they had slept with the closet door open with the light on in the closet. So they needed a nightlight. These are grown men construction workers covering the mirror and needing nightlights at night. And I was like, yep, I bet you guys, they didn't like you guys very much, like, because they're messy. I also, like, 2 years ago on Christmas, I had somebody who showed up like hours early before their check-in time. And so he messaged me like, oh, I'm here. Can you open the door? And I was like in the middle of stuffing a turkey. And so I was annoyed because I'm like, you couldn't have told me 3 hours ago that you were going to be 2 hours early. So I could have programmed the, okay, whatever. So I stopped what I was doing and I opened up the lock, or opened up the door and changed the locks for him. And then he messaged me the next day that he was leaving early, but then he couldn't find his car keys. And so I was like, well, do you need me to help you come look? And he's like, no, it's fine. And then apparently he hired a locksmith to come from Sacramento, so an hour away. It cost $600 to get new keys, and he left. So after I found out he left, I immediately got in my car and I went up there. And the first thing I have to do is pee because I'm a woman over 40. So that's, first thing I do anytime I go anyplace. So I'm walking back to the back room, and the bedroom that before you get, because so this house was built before plumbing. So all the plumbing is on basically the backside of the house, right? Because all the pipes are actually on the outside of the house because it's California, so they don't have to worry about freezing. So I was walking back there, and then the last room on the right is a room I would oftentimes sleep in. Well, I see that there's like an Elsa wand on the dresser because it's all decorated for Christmas and it's turned on. So I go to turn it off and I see the keys behind the snowman stuffy. So not only did they hide the keys, they told me where the keys were.
Wow.
And they hid them in my room. So again, this is not the master. I don't sleep in the master bedroom. I sleep in this other room. And so they slept in the master bedroom. So there's no reason that they would have put their keys on this dresser in this bedroom that they wouldn't have really used. But yeah. So yeah. If so, it's so nice to have spirits that have my back, you know?
Sure.
They also have an impeccable sense of humor.
Yeah,
Yes.
sounds like
Which
it.
I love.
Well, I say that a lot of times, like to me, they're not scary. I mean, they're a little bit pervy, but for the most part, they feel like that crazy, that uncle, that annoying uncle, you know,
Yeah,
that they
right.
see.
Yeah.
So, like, as long as you go into it, like when they don't turn on the light, they're not being scary. They think they're funny. Like, so it's a lot of that. They think they're funny. Like, even when he grabs your butt, when Fred grabs your butt, he thinks he's funny.
Oh, Fred.
It's not a malicious thing. It's a ha ha ha. Like it's a big. They like parties and they're jokesters. So yeah, if you're having a good time, they're having a good time, you know, too. So it's kind of interesting the way that it works there with the energy. But yeah, so we have some that are more serious than others, but for the most part, the ones that pop out a lot more are the ones who are there for a good time.
Yeah, those are great stories.
That's awesome.
Before we wrap this up, Sean, Nate, do you have one last question for Elsie?
I do. Elsie, do you have any, I know it's an Airbnb, but do you have any special events, anything like around Halloween or the holidays? I know you said you decorated for Christmas. Is there anything that kind of brings out, some kind of a special event or an occasion for you?
Yeah, so we do one of the events that we do them about every quarter. So the next time is December, Friday the 13th. It is called Ghouls Night. And it's basically instead of, I found that a lot of times people would tag their friends saying, like, hey, let's go here. And people, their friends would be like, nah. And so I thought, well, nobody wants to go to a haunted house alone. So I started doing this where instead of you renting the whole house, you just rent the room. And then we have like charcuterie and sangria and we do ghost hunting and we go on a cemetery tour and I give out the history information. And so we do paranormal investigations. So we actually just had a Paracon too. I'm not sure if we're going to do that next year, but it was nice to have some of the big hitter, you know, like some famous people there, like Sarah Lemos, love her to death. Like Lloyd R. Aurbach Bach was
Oh, yeah.
there. Daryl Marston from Ghost Hunters was there. Some other people like Harvey Althaus, Hollyweird Paranormal. Like, so we had a bunch of people there, and it was so great for all of like for these people to all experience all these
Sure.
different things. I loved having the intuitives there because I love hearing like I don't think anybody ever said anything I didn't know, but it's always fun to get other people and to be able to be like, yep. Like Harvey Althaus, man, he's pretty local. He was so spot on. It was amazing listening to him tell me about the spirits in the house because I was like, wow, like how do you know that? Like, we have a lot of olfactory apparitions, so you can smell the spirits. Like I said, I go upstairs and it smells like the house. I know that who's here. But we have a bunch of them. One smells really bad of BO. We've got one that's of perfume, we have cigarettes, we get like so there's a bunch of different ones and he listed them all and I was like, how is that possible that he knows all of them? But so it was pretty cool.
No kidding.
So but yeah, but the ghouls nights always happening. And of course we do have paranormal groups that book it all the time, you know, book it quite regularly as well, just to rent the whole house out.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's so cool.
You guys have any other questions? I got one, Nate.
No, I'm good.
Okay, so you've been to a lot of places. You've told us, you go to a lot of states and check out the paranormal locations. Where is a location that you are like, I cannot wait to go there. I've got to get there. I got to check this place out. What would be a location that you haven't been yet to, but you really want to? Is there one?
I would say all of them, but it is Savannah is on my short list, I would say, to go check out as a whole.
Oh,
I just did the Queen Mary last month, and that was like on my list, but I just went there last month. But yeah, no, I mean, I have already checked off a lot, and honestly, because my house is so active, it's kind of disappointing sometimes going to
oh
these
yeah.
places because I'm so used to like the spirits putting on shows for me all the time, that sometimes when you go to a place, like I went to Waverly and I had like two experiences the entire night, it's wildly disappointing. And so sometimes there's a downside to going to those. So like the Queen Mary, zero,
Oh.
zero, anything. Didn't see one, didn't feel one, nothing, nothing, nothing. And we were in the pool room, we were in all the places, and I got nothing. And so that was a little bit disappointing. So it kind of ruins it for me, but I am very interested in seeing Savannah. So yeah, that is on my short list. I actually am flying to Atlanta like in 2 weeks, unrelated to ghost stuff. And I was like, ooh, how far is it? And I'm like, no, it's too far to drive,
Yeah.
but I'm gonna do that pretty soon. But yeah, I don't know. There's, I mean, I want to go to all the places. So
Here you go. Good answer.
anybody who
I'm
wants to go and
Savannah.
invite me, I'm happy to go to all the places.
Well, come out, come to Indiana again, and we'll go to Randolph County.
Gladly. Yeah. And I wanted to go to the sanatorium too, but again, I was by myself and I didn't really want to do that by myself.
Yeah, I get
Well, when you
it.
come out here, you know why.
There we
Yeah, the
go.
sanatorium's cool. It's we've been there twice, and we did a recording there. They let us come out, and they're like Randolph County and Lydia and all them and that group. They're very accommodating, nice, and just good people. So yeah, I definitely recommend the san we recommend the sanatorium. So
Yeah, we struggle a little bit because we have some of our all of our bigger name ones out here. They it's more like Waverly in the sense that like the people who run it aren't the people who own it, and then there's kind of like a mismatch between like they're just volunteers, so it doesn't benefit them. So they're like, yeah, you want to film here? It's $10,000, and it's
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Right.
excuse me, like,
Come
so
on
it's
up.
kind of I'm like to do like a Facebook live. Like, what do you mean? Wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
So
make a
it's like
movie
my,
out here.
yeah, right? Like, huh? And so, like, I don't charge people extra to come to my house to film videos. Please do, because that's free advertising, right? So, like, why?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, I'm happy to have you come out here and film all your videos. And I'm always shocked because I've had groups come, yeah, people come from New York and Utah and like all over the country to investigate my house. I'm always really kind of shocked by that, although we did make the Forbes 24 most haunted places in America list.
Oh, very cool.
So we've gotten some props for it too, but it's
Sure. That's
now you
good.
guys and then you guys when you guys can come out to California, we have a lot of said we're underrepresented, I feel like, in the paranormal community, but we have just as many haunted places here.
Absolutely.
When
It's
you
not the
come out here, not if, but when you come out
That's
here,
right.
you have to promise to bring at least a couple of ghosts. Maybe
Yeah. For
Sam.
sure. I mean,
Bethany.
if Sam went to Indiana with me
Maggie.
before, why wouldn't he come again?
Right.
Well,
He's
Bethany stays in the closet, so
this is
she
true.
says
Maybe Maggie,
she
right?
wants nothing to do with it. Yeah, and Steve stays in the basement. He's not going
Yeah,
anywhere.
Steve. Fred's the butt grabber, right?
Oh, Fred,
Fred
yep.
is the butt grabber. He's all he I don't know. Him and his wife are there. They fight all the time, so I don't know that they would leave because they're with each other.
Oh, yeah.
William's the one that smells really bad of BO. He doesn't like me.
No.
That was Mike's husband, and I've never liked him. He doesn't like me. I don't have to deal with him, which is fine because everyone complains about his smell. But like he's like tried to my mother-in-law, not actually my sister-in-law's mom. She woke me up when one weekend when we stayed up there to, at 2 o'clock in the morning to be like, I woke up and a man was kissing me. Like, and it was William, like in her face
Oh,
in the
nice.
middle of the night.
Yikes. Yikes.
She was freaked out and then she felt stupid, so she went back to bed. But yeah, she had a couple of experiences and she's like, I don't want to sound crazy, I don't want to sound stupid. And I was like, it's fine, but she's like, don't tell my daughter because her daughter would think she's crazy
Right.
for having these experiences in the house. But yeah, so it's always kind of interesting. But yeah, Sam apparently is the one who follows me, but I kind of like haven't really felt him as much anymore. So I kind of wonder if he's just hanging out with my husband now, like
Lucky him playing games. Yeah, play.
screwing with him all day long, every day. But it's like, hey, come
Great.
bring me presents, please. I miss presents. Like, but yeah, so I'll ask Sam specifically if when I
Okay.
go out there to come visit with us to go to Indiana again because I
There
got to
you
visit.
go. There you
But
go. Well, man, you had a lot of great stories, a lot of cool places that you've been to. Before we let you go, Elsie, please tell our listeners how they can follow you and follow Bethany and all the other spirits.
yeah, so Really long name, apologize for it. But yeah, Bethany's Home Sweet Haunted Home. So that's Instagram, Facebook. Our website is bethanyshomesweethome.com. And there's a booking link if you want to book, or we're on Airbnb, we're on VRBO, we're on all those places as well. And then I do have a TikTok, although I really suck at the TikTok. I'm a little too old, I feel like, for TikTok. And that's just Bethany's H underscore HSHH, Home Sweet Haunted Home, because it's too long. But yeah, so you can track us down and stalk us and see all this stuff. But yeah, the website is a great place to go for resources, because again, there's YouTube videos and history and all the stuff to watch if you want to check it out.
Fun, fun, fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, everywhere she mentioned, those are the places we go. Put that on the list.
Right,
I'm so je we're jealous. We're very jealous of you traveling in all the places. But that's great. We're really happy for you. And best of luck with Bethany and all the other spirits, and whether they stink or not.
BO.
Yeah, grab butts and yeah, BO. That is funny. Yeah, leave him at home. But hey, thanks for coming on, Elsie. We had a blast. I hope you had a good time. I know our listeners, this will drop, what is it, guys? We're 2 weeks ahead.
Two weeks
So
ahead, yeah.
this episode will drop in 2 weeks from tonight. I know the listeners are going to love this episode. So a lot of great stories, and thank you for sharing them. And thanks for coming on.
Right around Thanksgiving, so it'll be appropriate to be a decorating for Christmas, because people think it's too early, but I'm telling you, it is never too
There you
early.
go. There you go. My mom's already got her
Love
place decorated for Christmas, so.
it. I say November 1 is Dia de los Muertos, November 2 is Christmas.
There
So
you go.
I do September 1 is Halloween, November 2 is Christmas, and we keep up the Christmas until after the Orthodox holidays, because it gives me a good
Okay.
excuse to keep longer. So we're up until mid-January.
Nice. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Well,
Life
thank
is
you.
too short. Do whatever brings you joy, you know?
I
Oh,
love
yes.
that. I love it.
Hey, I
Pretty
sure.
soon we'll just all be haunting places, and oh, I can't wait for that. That's going to be exciting too, but it might be a little bit
When it's
boring.
our
So
chance, maybe we can all meet
appreciate
up
it,
again in the afterlife.
right?
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely assume I'm going to be living in that house. So I call them my roommates now, but I'm like, you're going to be my roommates forever, because I feel like I'm going to haunt that house with them forever.
That's
And
awesome.
hopefully, I don't know, whoever gets it next will continue to do the same thing so I can screw with them. But I have a list. There's a list of people you're going to haunt in a good way, and there's the people that you're going to haunt in a bad way.
Oh yeah.
Very similar ways, honestly. It's just, but I'm going to screw with some ser I'm with my friends, and they're going to be like, oh, that bitch, man. I be
That's
prepared.
Elsie.
Be
That's
prepared,
awesome.
because they're going to be like, oh, she
That's
thinks she's
awesome.
funny. Because yeah, I'll be like that. I'll be like my ghost. I'll think I'm funny, and I'm going to screw with you. So.
Well, that's great. Yeah, that is awesome. Well, thank you, Elsie, for coming on. We had a blast, and we'll have you on again, okay, down the road.
Sounds great. I'm gonna really quick though, just so
Yeah.
you guys can see it. I'm gonna send you a picture, the picture that I was taught I mentioned a couple of times, of the family that you can see in the mirror.
Oh
Yeah.
So
Okay.
I'm gonna send it to the Instagram,
Okay.
because I don't know how else to do it at this point in time, because I don't think I have, maybe it's on my computer. I sent it to Instagram, but let's see here. I don't know if it's on my computer or not. So I'm gonna look really quick, because I feel like everybody has to see this picture, because it's just too much.
Okay. I've got the picture. I pulled it up. Let me see here. Oh yeah, look. I'll show Nate.
Oh wow. That is cool.
So I don't know if you can, how many do you see in there?
Many do you see, Nate? Or Nate, Sean?
Several. I don't even know how many.
How many do before I look?
Is it four?
I think there's five.
Five, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, so you can see the dark-haired woman, obviously, right? That was
Yeah.
the people picture. There's only one person. That's the guy in the
Chills.
Planet Plaid. So when they sent me the picture, they're like, "Do you know who this is? The woman with the dark hair." And then I was like, "Yeah, maybe." But then I was like, "But wait, next to her, you can see it looks like there's like two girls." And then there's like a man that's very dark shadowed, and you can even see like his shirt sleeve, his jacket, his shirt sleeve, and his hand, and he seems to be cuddling somebody laying across the bed, the other
Yeah,
direction.
I saw something across
So
there.
I'm standing up that way and then one laying across.
Okay. I'm giving it to Sean. Yeah, because I originally saw four,
But
but
now that I explain it to you, do you see
I
that?
Oh man,
Yeah,
I
because
got
I did not
like
see that at the
shivers.
beginning. Yeah.
Ooh.
And it's like, but like that man, that dark man, so that's the smelly dude, right? That's William. I think that's William. I think that the woman is Maggie because she's half Mexican, half Chilean, right? That dark hair, that would make sense.
Yeah.
And they had three kids. They had two daughters and a son, and the son died when he was 2.5 years old.
Interesting.
So it kind of all seems to fit with their story. So I, if nothing else, I want to believe that because if not, there's five more ghosts who I don't know who they are,
Yeah,
that I'm not with.
unidentified.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh.
That's cool. Thanks for sending that photo. That's cool.
But yeah, so I felt like I said that's the only time I feel like I've ever seen ghosts in a picture is that picture. So I wanted to like share it with you guys.
Yeah, no, thank
That
you
is
for doing
awesome.
that. So cool. Yeah, thank you for doing that.
All
Well,
right, guys. I guess I'll stop bugging you and I'll go take care of some puppies.
there you go.
Oh.
Well, thank you for coming on. We had a great time.
All right. Have a great night, guys.
You too.
Thanks,
See you,
Elsie.
Kelsey. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there you go, Elsie, bringing it, bringing the stories.
It's been brought, right?
It has been brought in.
Broughton.
Bethany's Home Sweet Haunted Home. Technically, that's the name of it, but it also goes by Bethany's Place, I think.
So that picture that she sent us, which was, it gave me chills, and I'm going to be honest
Yeah, it
with
was
you.
creepy.
So it is now on our phone. I'm going to put it on the Facebook drop so people can see what it looks like. But the weirdest thing is, and I told you guys this, that my phone icons were a certain way. And after I took it off of Instagram, because that's how she sent it, and you sent it to us through Instagram. And my icons got all squirrely and weird, and I couldn't find Instagram, and it was bunched up with my app store, which I have no idea why that would be. So that's not what my icons look like before I got that picture. I don't know why. I've never had that happen before. They're staying normal now. I just wondered from our discussion, like, uh-oh. Like,
Could be.
is there a ghost in my phone?
Could be.
Is there a ghost in all our phones?
Fred grabbed your
Could
butt.
be. I have not felt anybody grab my breath.
Had a
My
wild
breath.
strike.
My breath.
There you go.
I
See?
started to say something else. My butt.
Had a
My boot.
wild swipe. Woo!
My buttocksie.
The old wild swipe. Is that what you say?
Well, he swiped his phone when he got his butt pinched.
Woo!
Woo!
And then it messed everything up.
Fred! Fred!
Now, I would know if I would have had some kind of an update or something like
Yeah, that
that,
is
but
weird, though.
it's strange,
Bizarre.
I have to say.
Quite
They're not, the
bizarre.
icons are not where they were when I got here, so I
Yeah.
don't understand that exactly.
That is strange.
So, Elsie's probably going to find that interesting. She's probably not going to be surprised at all. She'll be like, yep.
She's probably not
It's
going
not. Well, she may not, but
No, I'll tell her.
she might.
I'll remind her when it drops.
Def
So.
well, and tell her
And
that,
we tag her anyway on
say, guess what
Instagram.
happened to Sean's phone?
Yeah. No, we always tag her.
Call
Tag our
us.
guests, you
Call
know.
us on the hotline. Tell us what you thought
On the hotline.
about Sean's phone.
On the
Yeah.
hotline.
We
We
need to
have
get
a
a hot.
hotline?
We need to get a hotline.
Hot 99, baby.
Mako
Woo.
hotline. Call now. Operator standing by.
Answering on the fives.
Jeez.
Man, how about another sip of Coke? How about or a snort? Well,
People are
anyway,
going to get the wrong idea about us. You know that, right?
that's right.
You do, anyway.
I think they have an idea of us anyway.
That's fair.
So coming off of that, Elsie was a fantastic guest. So thank you, Elsie, for coming on, sharing those awesome stories. And real quick, she might be coming to Indiana sometime. We'll have to take her to
Bringing a
the
couple
sanatorium
ghosts.
and Randolph County Asylum.
Sam
Those are
might come with her.
and Sam.
I'm not even like
We just don't want
I'm
William.
not joking now. No
I
William.
know.
BO.
Yeah, we don't want BO guy. Sorry. No, no,
Your
no,
phone's
no,
listening.
no BO for you.
And we know the phone's listening, but now it's listening.
So coming off of that,
Yes.
Sean, I think I'm going to go with the middle-aged. This is what I know. You said you switched it in the middle here, but I was going to go dark side from the get-go.
Okay. Well, you're a smart man because it was both of them were dark sides.
Oh, there you go.
So
See.
I wasn't really trying to throw you off, but and both would be very appropriate, but this is the way I'm going to go, and I think you guys will appreciate this. I think Elsie will appreciate this, but this is the animals, which we've been tonight anyway, so this is very appropriate. This is the House of the Rising Sun. Now, I need to change this from New Orleans to like Jackson, California, but you'll get the idea. There is a house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor boy, and God, I know I'm one. My mother was a tailor. She sewed my new blue jeans. My father was a gambling man down in New Orleans. Now, the only thing a gambler needs is a suitcase and a trunk. And the only time he's satisfied is when he's on a drug. Instrumental break. I'll let Nate put that in later. Oh, mothers, tell your children not to do what I have done. Spend your lives in sin and misery in the house of the rising sun. Well, I got one foot on the platform and the other one on the train. I'm going back to New Orleans to wear that ball and chain. Well, there is a house in New Orleans they call the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many poor boy, and God, I know I'm one. It's a house of the rising sun is a house of ill repute, right? But yeah, so obviously he's following in, it sounds like, his father's footsteps of making horrible decisions. Mm-hmm. But so this, the house, though, Bethany's house, was sounded like it had quite the history as a brothel.
Home sweet haunted home.
That's right. Mm. Yes.
She's like, it's a long title.
Yeah. So, but I thought that this was, like I said, too bad this isn't, the lyrics aren't directed towards California, but.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Going Back to Cali, which, from LL Cool J.
That was my other, how'd you know? That was my other one.
That's what I do.
I did. My other one was California based, but we'll save that for another time.
Hotel California.
No, but that would have been a good one.
See, I could.
Damn, why didn't I do Hotel?
I'll do these.
Shoot,
you know what? It's going to be Todd's middle age.
Okay, let's redo this. I'm doing Hotel California.
No, that was a good
one. Brilliant idea.
No, that was a good one.
Thank you.
I liked it. And of course, I nailed it, as always.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Sean, for that. Shout outs. Nate, any shout outs this week?
I do. I just want to say and shout out to both of you. Thank you for always being there and being good friends and keep doing what you're doing.
Are you leaving us?
I just felt that.
Is
this the cocaine talk? Is this the cocaine talk?
Is the cocaine talk? Well, thank you, Nate. That means a lot. Back to you.
Is your phone acting weird too?
Mine's going.
No, that's very sweet, Nate.
No, it's awesome.
Sitting there thinking what I wanted to shout out to tonight, and that came across my mind.
Well, then I'm going to shout out back to you.
Back at you.
Yeah, back at you.
Quit shouting at me. Yeah.
Is that
Nate, back to you.
Is that your foot going up and down my leg?
Okay, now I'm creeped out.
Yeah, you should
that's
be.
Fred.
No, thank you. Thank
oh,
you.
That is Fred.
Same
oh,
to you, Nate.
Crap.
Oh,
I'm in trouble.
Freddy. Yep, Freddy, Freddy, Freddy. Any other shout-outs?
Nope.
Okay.
That's it.
Sean, shout-outs.
I think we've done this before, but we're going to do this again. Holly Crosby, again. She's
I did that last week.
I know, right. But we're going to say it again because she is.
I'm kidding.
Has taken a great interest in our
very much so
podcast and
Facebook group.
She's just an I think I said this last time. Encyclopedia of horror and all things like paranormal, spooky, and macabre. And I love that about her. So thank you out there, Holly.
Yep,
and
thank you.
I'm going to also.
And you're going to give her.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. Yep. Tomorrow when I see her at work. So.
Okay.
I'm going to shout out to William. I think I mentioned this on air, but I may not have. But he's asked me to do a career day December. And long and short of it is that I originally thought he meant for me to talk about being an occupational therapist, and he and his teacher
boring.
Had, but right.
I'm saying that's what he's saying.
That's what he's exactly as a seventh grader, right? I don't think that.
I find it fascinating.
Absolutely. And I'll come to talk to your school about it. But he was like, well, the teacher was like, okay, if you want to do podcaster. And I was like, are you wanting me to come and talk about doing podcasting? He's like, well, yeah, if you want to. So I'm going to do that December 10th.
Oh.
Anybody that wants to be at the middle school in Plainfield and in his class. So I still got to get that together before or it gets too close. But I'll figure that out. But yeah, nice. I'm pretty sure that the kids are probably going to take a little more interest, slight more interest in podcasting than occupational therapy.
Yeah.
Sorry, OTs out there.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Don't blame them a bit. I mean, it's a podcast, man.
That's right.
You know, yeah.
Guys that do OT are called bro-tees, though, just so you know.
Bro-tees?
It's a thing.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Wow.
Oh, boy.
I may be. Bro-tees,
Nate.
A lot of answers.
Bro-tee. I even have a. Yeah. I have questions. What is called Stanley's or whatever that says bro T on it.
Bro T.
Bro T. And then Sean on the other side. Somebody got me that.
You ought to get a
friend
t-shirt.
An OTA friend of mine named Kelsey, by the way.
And say, this is my bro T. See?
There. That's, I like
get
them
made, but I want a percentage.
You
want a
percentage?
I came up with the idea. I want 25%.
Well, when are you going to make the shirts that say man, whore?
Horror.
Horror.
Yeah.
Make sure say man horror. I don't care.
Add the second syllable.
I know. I'm sorry.
Horror.
I wouldn't hate that.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Any other shout outs?
No.
Okay.
Your turn.
My shout outs is all the people that have signed up for, or at least showed interest in going to the haunted tour at the Hannah House.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my cousin's one of them.
Yay.
Cousin cool. Julie. And then she said there's going to be four of them total. So mm-hmm. I'm assuming her husband and then two of her kids, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It might be another couple.
Could be their neighbors. You never.
Could be. Might be a couple's night. So anyway, I'm excited. So by the time this comes out, we've already done it 2 weeks ago. But anyway, no, I'm just excited. Shout out to them, people that have shown interest. And we know other people are going to be there, right?
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all the shout outs I have. We have another sponsor. Hey, Creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts, for your sponsorship. How about that?
We love
it. I nail that every time.
Of course.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever messed that one up. But
it's very robotic at this point, right?
Yeah, Culture Creature Beard Balm, Greenwood Happy Haunts. Nailed them. Look at that. Nate,
peace.
Did you see that?
Piece of cake.
Doubled it. Culture Creature, Greenwood Happy Haunts, Beard.
Wait, what? That's a mishmash of
I'm going to have another shot of
craziness.
My vanilla Coke. Yeah. No, thank you for your sponsorship. We appreciate that, as always, Scott and Corey. Second announcements, Sean.
I got him over here. You can follow us on our social media accounts. That's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X, and Rumble. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. We sell all kinds of merch, so go get you some. And please check out our Friday Fright videos on all of our socials.
And I think I'm up this week.
You are.
Friday Fright, right? Mm-hmm. Friday Fright, right?
That's right. You got until 11:59 for
11:59. That's what I did a few weeks ago.
30 seconds.
I literally did it. It's like 11:58. Like, nailed it. Nailed it. Yes.
2 minutes to spare.
2 minutes. That's all it needed. Sean, Nate. Nate, Sean. Oh, Nate. Here we go. Look at that. It's your turn, buddy.
Well, you know, it's always the end when Fred squeezes your butt.
Whoa. Your buttocks.
So that's a wrap.
Yikes. Can he squeeze Sean's over there?
I think he has been rubbing my leg.
Fred has come through the microphones into,
Ooh.
Oh, that's scary. That's
I got a boyfriend over here.
I got to say thanks, Nate, for that. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 193 and our fun guest chat with Elsie of Bethany's Home, Sweet Haunted Home. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.